This week's Parshas, Parshas Baloscha. The Parsha starts off and it tells us that Hashem commands Aaron to light the menorah. Rashi observes and asks, why is this Parsha, that of the menorah, juxtaposed to that of the Parsha of Nesiim, which we ended off with last Shabbos? The end of Naso, we have the consecration of the Mishkan. We have the 12 tribes, the princes of the 12 tribes, bringing the initiation. They initiate, they consecrate the Chanukah Habayis. And so why do we have that parasha followed now with that of the lighting of the menorah for Aaron? So Rashi tells us, based on the Tanchuma, that Aaron watched as the Nesiim brought their karbanos at the time of the consecration of the Mishkan, and he felt bad, chalshaz daito, because he was not involved, neither he nor his tribe. Hashem says, Chayecha shalcha gedola mishalahem, shata madlik umetiv ataneiros. Your portion is greater than theirs, because you are going to be the one who lights the menorah and prepares it, meitiv et haneirot. So it's how exactly does that answer the issue that Aaron had? If he felt bad that he wasn't involved in the Chanukah Habayis of this initiation of the Mishkan, so how is lighting the menorah in the Mishkan, how is that any greater? So the Ramban answers that really what this is talking about, because if it's a Chanukah Habayis issue, right, if we're talking about, you know, he felt bad that he wasn't involved in the consecration of the Mishkan, that that's what he was missing out on, then the menorah is the answer to that. His lighting of the menorah, the Ramban says it's actually talking about something much greater than just now, the here and now, but rather it's referencing the idea that somewhere in the future, there's going to be a Chanukah. There's going to be a holiday of Chanukah that's going to be a reconsecration of the Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be highlighted by the lighting of the menorah. And that's Aaron's, this is unique to Aaron. So you feel bad right now, you're missing out. In the future, you're going to have your hand in a Chanukah that's going to be much greater. No sense, it's going to be, you know, something that's going to be really have a more of a longevity to it. And so so a number of things that are here that are interesting. Now again, so it's like kind of like telling us, you know, the Chanukah of the lighting of the menorah of Chanukah and everything that goes on there is somehow really kind of like an answer to the issue of what he missed out here, that the Nesiim were bringing and were involved in the like setting up the Chanukah, is like to establish something, the beginning of anything, that process, that consecration of that, you know. So he was missing out on that. Your menorah, your involvement in menorah and your family's involvement in the future in that reestablishment of menorah and mikdash, that's the answer to what you missed out here. So that there's somehow, like, this is going to be a much bigger, longer term involvement, and that's the answer to Aaron. And so that we see something about Aaron and his personality, that the involvement that he wanted to be involved in establishing, and Hashem is saying to him, don't worry, you will have your hand in that long term. And that in a certain sense, that is the idea of Aaron's hod, the idea of his bringing hodah, of bringing that eternal thanks, to be able to be involved in the reconsecration. Just like here we see the Nesiim were the ones who established the Mishkan initially here, that Aaron's going to have his hand in that from an eternal perspective, long term. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.